Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cynthia. I called because there was a charge on my credit card for $59.89.
Okay. Verify for me, please, your first and last name and your address.
Donna Cannell, 1221 Madras Court, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23454.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. One moment. Okay, do you recall completing a survey or entering in a contest for a mixer where you first just paid? Let's see. Looks like it also enrolled you in a meal plan app.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about them.
Okay.
What is it?
A meal plan app. Did you complete a survey or enter a contest for a mixer?
I don't remember. I've been sick all day, so I have no clue.
Well, hold on for a second. Okay, so you don't recall your email address is dcannell@cox.net. Phone number you're calling in from matches what we have on the account. And yes, this was done today.
I have an automatic, anytime it automatically fills in all my information. Is that a bad thing?
I mean, it just depends on what, you know, you like. Okay, so this was just done today. You don't recall if you completed a survey or entered in a contest today?
No. No.
Nothing for a, you don't recall a survey or a contest for a mixer. You selected a mixer as your gift.
No, I don't recall that.
Okay. We do take fraud very serious. Is this a phone number that you could be reached on, the one that you're calling in from, pending the investigation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to void that charge. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. And again, further assistance will be submitted to corporate. If they need to reach out to you in reference to fraud, they will reach you at the phone number you're calling in from.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.